Joining us now, as he does most weeks, live from Boston, is WCAI Statehouse reporter Mike Dean. Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
So, Mike, Governor Charlie Baker, as we know, won re-election to his second term with a fairly big majority last week, about 67% of the vote, give or take. And right out of the gate this week, he said one of his priorities will be housing. What does he want to see happen?
Well, it's important to note that he said this was one of his priorities earlier this year as well, and the legislature pretty much ignored it. They did not really consider the governor's housing bill at all as the session was winding down over the summer. But it's back, and I think you can definitely see this big win as a bit of a mandate for the governor and his legislative agenda. What remains to be seen is whether or not the Democrats really do entertain this housing bill if they take Governor Baker's agenda seriously at this point in time. I think there are kind of two options. Right now, if everyone kind of agrees that the bill's a good idea, they can pass it during their informal session before the end of the year. That's probably a long shot, and we'll probably have to wait until February or even March or even the spring to see this bill come to fruition, just because of the pace of the way the Democrats on Beacon Hill operate.
Give us a little bit of a reminder, because I think we've talked about this before, but what does Baker want to see happen with housing?
It's Baker's Housing Choices Bill. What it would do is kind of free up municipalities, cities, and towns to zone for housing development a little bit easier. A lot of municipal leaders have said that their hands are a bit tied when it comes to development and how to get the projects that result in affordable housing for middle-class folks to kind of get off the ground. Baker sees this as the solve to that. A lot of Democrats, though, want to go further. They want to be able to make sure that equity alongside development is aware and present in a bill like this.
And now you mentioned, too, that this Democratic legislature can sometimes be a little slow moving. And we only have a few weeks left of the year itself and of this kind of informal session that lawmakers in. And we have a number of folks, lawmakers, who won't be returning in January when the formal session starts. Are they going to get anything done? You mentioned housing. Probably not.
It could. There's a chance that because so many longer-term kind of veterans are leaving the House this year, they don't really have anybody to answer to. They don't have constituents to anchor or special interests to tick off, that they might be able to pull something together and get some work done. But again, you got a whole batch coming in January, and they're going to want their say. So if leaders like Speaker DeLeo and Senate President Karen Spilka do kind of move something through what is essentially the lame duck legislature, you could be alienating those new members who think that they should have a say. So I really wouldn't hold my breath for anything getting done until the beginning of the year, again, March, April.
And we've heard news this week that Airbnb is suing the city of Boston. And Airbnb has been a subject of much discussion and debate on Beacon Hill, both chambers passing versions of an Airbnb law that would regulate Airbnb. What's the status of that? Why is that not a law yet?
So that lawsuit in the city of Boston stems from the city of Boston's own regulations they put in place to regulate Airbnb. Because the state couldn't really get their act together to pass a statewide law, the city went ahead and did it on their own. Now they're in court over it. Both chambers passed a bill that was going – it went to Governor Baker. He changed it, though. He made it so that people who rent out their places for less than 2 weeks out of the year wouldn't be regulated nearly as heavily as people who rented out for most of the year. So if you're under 2 weeks, you're not necessarily considered a professional renter in the way that the bill would otherwise. Because Democrats took so long passing the budget this year and really went to the deadline in order to get everything done at the end of their formal session in July, they didn't have any time to address the changes Baker made to the bill. So no bill, no law, and Airbnb is still unregulated.
And finally, just briefly, kind of an interesting little political note, and that is that the Green Party is going to be on the ballot in 2020, and that's thanks to Western Mass voters. What's going on there?
Yeah, the parties are official parties on and off in Massachusetts. You have to get, I believe it's 3% of a statewide ballot turnout or, you know, some votes on a statewide office in order to become an officially, you know, sanctioned party. You know, the apparatus still exists, but they won't show up on the ballot as the Green Rainbow Party. They've gone on and off a number of times, depending on how successful their candidates have been. Jill Stein in 2016 didn't do very well as the presidential candidate that year. Therefore, the Green Party didn't get enough votes to maintain that status. This time, they're back with a couple of statewide constitutional officers they just had in 2018. So you're going to see them back again. And yes, it was because of, you know, Green Rainbow voters, mostly in Western Mass, who put them over the top this time.
And that's Mike DNW, CAI's Statehouse reporter. Thanks, as always, for checking in. We'll talk to you soon.
Always good to be with you.